Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verses 15 to 17. Christ's answer. Christ's answer to this question about paying taxes to Caesar. So, Christ's answer. And what an answer it is. He avoided the trap, but he put his questioners on the spot themselves. He raised the real issue too. What an answer, therefore. Avoiding the trap, putting them on the spot, and bringing out against them the real issue, forcing them to see it, turning it against them, and driving home the abiding spiritual issue. Masterful, I should call this. Look at the crowd. It says at the end of verse 17, and they were amazed at him. I remember many years ago, this being passage being read in a school assembly, and a fellow master turned to me and just said it in passing. He thought this was stupid or something. He dismissed this. How different to the crowd, the people who'd asked him the question, the clever clogs who'd come against Christ, they were amazed at him. They didn't dismiss it. This poor teacher had not seen the point. But let me come to it. Let me read it to you. Should we pay taxes or shouldn't we? Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? See, he doesn't miss it. He doesn't evade it. He doesn't avoid it. Doesn't fudge it. You're trying to trap me, he says. Bring me a denarius. Let me look at it. They brought him the coin. Now, can you see how he's arousing their curiosity? I use the word clever. I don't mean clever because that's smart aleck sort of stuff, but it's really so wise, this, isn't it? Bring me a denarius. Bring me the coin. Now, whose portrait is this? It's a simple question, you know. It's not a statement, it's a question. He's forcing them to answer. And whose inscription? Well, of course, it's Caesar's, isn't it? Well, then, that belongs to Caesar then. Now, pay Caesar his due and... Ah. But here's the punchline. And don't forget... There are two kingdoms. There's Caesar's kingdom. There's the political kingdom. But don't forget, there is the real kingdom, the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdoms of this world have their part to play. Romans chapter 13. Oh, yes. They're instituted of God. Oh, yes. But there is another kingdom. And that's the real kingdom. I've tried to speak on this in a series, The Thoughts on the Kingdom. And here it comes again. It is the constant theme in the message, in the ministry of Christ. The two kingdoms. Look how this struck his hearers. Here are the Pharisees. Oh, yes, the kingdom of God. Here are the Herodians. Oh, yes, the kingdom of man. Yes. But you Herodians have got to know there is a kingdom of God. Yes. And you Pharisees have got to realize there is a kingdom of man. Both have their responsibilities, both have their duties, and it's all under God. And believers are in both. Just come to ourselves, brother and sister. We are in both. We're in the kingdoms of this world. We have a part to play here, a responsibility. We have things to do in these kingdoms of the world where we are. But we're also, brother and sister, members, citizens of the kingdom of God. We're regenerate. We're separated from the world. We're in the new kingdom, the eternal kingdom, the kingdom of Christ. Now, the point is, these two kingdoms do not combine. The fathers did combine them and called it, well, they didn't call it, but they invented Christendom. And we are suffering the consequences of it to this very day. We don't mix these two kingdoms. Where we can keep the rules of man's kingdom and still be citizens of heaven, all well and good. But where there's a clash, then, as I said in the previous discourse, Acts 4, 18 to 20, Acts 5, 29, when there's a clash, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God, we must obey God. As believers, we must obey God rather than man. We can't serve God and mammon. We can't serve God and the world. I know today the fathers did it, and I know evangelicals today are finding ways of combining these two systems. It's not possible, brother and sister. They're chalk and cheese. They're water and oil. They don't mix. Christ has set all this before us here. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Now, whoever's listening to me in this discourse, whenever it is, I dare say you think much about Caesar's kingdom. Yeah. But do you think of God's kingdom, the eternal kingdom? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.